Well, this meeting is called to order then. This is the annual meeting of the Highlands Development Credit Bank, which should be a quarterly meeting. We haven't met for 14 months, it looks like. So let's begin with the roll call, please.
Director Davis.
Here.
Director Holtaway.
Here.
Director Klipstein.
Here.
Director Maglione.
Here.
Director McElroy.
Here.
Director Payne.
Here.
Director Riley.
Here.
Director Romano.
Here.
Chairman Walton.
Here. This meeting has been advertised in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Development Credit Bank sent written notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to print newspapers and circulation throughout the state and posted the same on the bank's website. Please rise for the salute of the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first order of business, approval of the March 14, 2013 minutes. If you remember that far back, good for you. Is there a motion to approve?
So
moved. Second. Holtaway, second by Ms. Payne. Any questions? Call the roll.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Holtaway?
Aye.
Director Klipstein?
Yes.
Director Maglione?
Yes.
Director McElroy?
Yes.
Director Payne?
Yes.
Director Riley?
Yes.
Director Romano?
Yes.
Chairman Walton?
Yes. Chairman's report. We'll keep this relatively brief. Maybe not. We have worked with the Highlands Council to try to figure out just what the heck we're supposed to do as a credit bank, which is the $64,000 question. I guess it's the $18 million question. And we've looked at past practices and have come to the conclusion that much of what we've done in the past was wrong, and we're going to fix that. And we're also going to create some standards and really create a role for this bank to be an active part of preserving land in the Highlands, helping compensate landowners for value property lost, and be a policy board, not just rubber stamps. That's some good news. Those details will be forthcoming in the weeks ahead. The Highlands Council has created a subcommittee of Highlands Council members to look at what is going to be the bank's role and responsibility. And the bank is a creature of the council, so they tell us to jump, we simply say how high. But we're going to make sure that there's some meat in there for us to actually do some stuff, so it's worth our while to get together four times a year, not just, as I said, be a rubber stamp. We're looking at setting up criteria for how to acquire land, partnering with towns and municipalities for preserving open space. We're also looking at direct compensation for landowners. So it's some good stuff, and hopefully it will come before the year is out. Certainly. Is that too optimistic, Margaret?
No.
Okay. We have a change in directorship, obviously. Jean Fowle retired since we met last. And we have Margaret, who's acting director or interim director, whatever the title is.
Acting executive director.
Acting executive director. Okay, there's a mouthful. Acting executive director. And now it's time for her report.
Okay. You have my full report in your packet. I would just like to highlight a couple of things for you. The biggest change that has happened since you last convened is that we have established a lot of towns that have received TDR receiving grants, receiving area grants, not in the Highlands. There's a list of them. You can see Clifton, Hackettstown, Hopatcong Borough, Long Hill Township, which are in the Highlands, Newton, Patterson, Passaic City, Cohatcon, Riches, and Vernon, which just came in. Two of them are moving along quite nicely, which would be Passaic and Vernon. We expect another town to come in maybe in the next month or so. But the good news is that we are now in uncharted territory, and there are a number of things that we have to sort out as an agency and as a council. And as if you look at the HCC Bank Committee minutes that were distributed to you, I think, Monday or maybe Wednesday. I lost track because I was out of the office for a couple of days. You'll see receiving area implementation and sending area markets as two of the areas that we really need to figure out what we're doing, because having region-wide sending areas is really a challenge. And trying to figure out how to handle receiving areas outside the Highlands is a challenge too, but it's a an exciting challenge because we're finally making some progress on this front. And one of the other things that happened while you were on hiatus, so to speak, is that James Humphreys is now in charge of our TDR program. This is James. I don't know if you have anything you'd like to add to that.
No, I think that covers it.
Okay. And with that, that concludes my report.
James talks too much sometimes. We got a question. With that, any director comments before we move on? Questions? No? Okay, very good. Next up is election of officers. We've had two gentlemen step up and volunteer after being a little recruiting. Theodore Maglione, who's volunteered to be vice chair, and Robert Haltway, who's treasurer for the council, will also be treasurer for the bank. He's volunteer, assuming that that passes. We have resolution for the election of officers. Now, therefore, be resolved that Credit Bank, that bank hereby elects Theodore Maglione as vice chair and Robert Haltway as treasurer of the bank. Have a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
Any questions on the motion? Call the roll. I'm sorry, that's moved by Dale Davis and seconded by Andrew McElroy.
Thank you.
Greg, I'm sorry. Greg, forgive me.
Greg. Director Davis?
Greg. Greg.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Holtaway?
Yes.
Director Plipstein?
Yes.
Director Maglione?
Yes.
Director Payne?
Yes.
Director Riley?
Yes.
Chairman Wong?
Yes.
Yes, it was a
hard case.
Congratulations. May all of our elections be that simple. All right, next up, we will go to executive session. Purpose is to. What is this exactly? What's under my permission?
We discuss potential litigation with respect to the potential rescission of the authorization to purchase Highlands Development Credits.
Potential litigation. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve resolution to executive session?
Motion, yes.
Motion by Ms. Payne, do I have a second?
Second.
And Mr. McLeod, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're in executive session. All right, we are back in open session. First up in open session is consideration of a resolution, rescission of authorization to acquire HTC's Valley Road Corporation Block 24, Lot 1 in the borough of Hampton in the county of Putnam. A motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Hopefully, we have a second.
Second.
Mr. Maglione, any questions on the motion? Comment from the public on the resolution?
My name is Robert Cahoon. I represent the Valley Road Corporation. And the two resolutions on this evening are to rescind both Lot 24-1 and Lot 24-32. And we are here asking that you not pass the resolution and allow these closings to proceed. I think that the second one is directly relying on this one. In other words, as my clients envisioned it, we will proceed with the closing on Lot 2432 and use the proceeds from Lot 2432 to do the cleanup of the solid waste that was found on Lot 24-1. And in that regard, it would advance the preservation of the Highlands natural resources by enabling that cleanup. Now, as far as the title issue that came up as to the other lot, my clients believed, and it was a mistake, that the properties were both in Valley Road Corporation. The taxes were being paid by Valley Road Corporation. I have here a lawsuit that was filed back in 2005 regarding that property and the adjacent property owner in the name of the Valley Road Corporation versus Gromowitz in Hunterdon County. That litigation went from 2005 to 2011, and it was in the Valley Road Corporation. Everyone was under the misapprehension that property was in the Valley Road Corporation. I think that as to the prior resolution here, if it was considered as per the Valley Road Corporation, when we went and did the title work to try and get this ready to close, we then determined that it hadn't been transferred from James and Angela Duva into the Valley Road Corporation. The other property was. So we immediately filed a deed, but the important point is this, that the Valley Road Corporation principals, the shareholders of the Valley Road Corporation, are exactly the same as the heirs of Angela Duva, who were the second, Angela died after James, her heirs, and the property vested in them immediately upon her death. So the reason that the deed says the estate of Angela Duva is for title company purposes. That's what they wanted. But legally, title vests immediately upon the death, and it went right to the same people who are the shareholders of Valley Road Corporation. So de facto, this has been operated as a Valley Road Corporation all the way along. It's now in the name of the Valley Road Corporation. The prior resolution allowed the Valley Road Corporation, allowed the creditors as to the Valley Road Corporation, and we're in the same position today as you were then in terms of the Valley Road Corporation. It still has no assets. This is the asset, and if you allow that second parcel to close, then the funds will be there to clean up the first, the other parcel, the bigger one, and it will further the ends of the Highlands Council by cleaning up the property and improving the resource. So at this juncture, we would ask that these resolutions be denied, and you allow closings to proceed. If we proceed with the first one, we could have a timeline for cleanup of the second one according to DEP requirements and move forward on both of them. And that's what my clients are requesting. And Mr. Duva may want to address you as well.
Back in December, we were prepared. We had located a inspection, and per your recommendations, which the Highlands Council sent us, we were prepared to begin the cleanup of that property by, we had located a environmental engineer who was certified in state. We had arranged for testing to be done on, as was recommended by the council, on the substance which is referred to as blue soil. And we had arranged for the rest of the property to be cleaned up. But it was all based upon, we were thinking that early December we were going to close on this first parcel. So, since then, we've just been unable to come up with that money on the basis that, there's no reason to do that, other than, being a good, and trying to improve our environment in general, just to try to be a good person and trying to take care of that property. And we've done other cleanups on that property at the request of the DEP, and we certainly will satisfy the DEP's efforts with recommendations and inspections in the future as regards to the second. But it's all based upon this first property and the money that will become available for it.
Mr. Chairman, for you, for the record, could we ask that the gentleman identify himself with his full name, because I'm not aware.
Sure, sorry.
Okay, excuse me. My name is James Duva.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to be heard on these resolutions? Anyone on the PEG board wish to be heard on these resolutions? Call the roll.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Holdaway?
Aye.
Director Klipstein?
Yes.
Director Maglione?
Yes.
Director McElroy?
Yes.
Director Payne?
Yes.
Director Riley? Director Riley?
Is the phone still connected?
I voted it, yes, sorry.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Director Romano?
Yes.
Chairman Walton?
Yes. Next up, the Bank Board has a resolution for rescission of authorization to acquire the HDCs for Valley Road Corporation, Block 24, Lot 32, Borough of Hampden, County of Hudson. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Holtzway again?
Second.
Mr. Maglione again? Questions on the motion from the Board? Comments from the public?
Mr. Chairman, a technical point before the public. The caption, a draft has been redone. The substance hasn't been changed, but the word Valley Road Corporation has been removed from the caption of this second resolution, so the final resolution will not have that name in the caption. But the substance of the resolution is as was distributed.
Seeing none from the public, we'll close public. I stand for the bank board. Call the roll.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Klipstein?
Yes.
Director McElroy?
Yes.
Director Payne?
Yes.
Director Riley?
Yes.
Director Romano?
Yes.
Chairman Wong?
Yes.
And Director Holtzway goes yes as well.
And Mike Leon. And you may, of course, reapply if you wish under the new criteria, which we'll be working on shortly. Hopefully shortly. Thank you. With that, we'll take public comments in general. Anyone? Step up. Come on up.
My name is David Shope, and there's a couple things about your actions that you just took that bothered me. There's no criteria, hard and fast, that determines what a hardship is. It's just you have granted yourself seizure-like powers, and people just have to wait for a thumbs up or a thumbs down. There is no hard and fast criteria.
David, you're right, we agree, and we're fixing it.
You haven't fixed it yet, and you've allocated about $10 million of Corzine fairy dust money that was allocated to get this program off the ground.
There's the application deadline has passed, there's no applications coming in, it's gone, it's done, it's over.
And will these criteria be public? Available?
The new criteria? Absolutely.
Okay. And on application 2000, the one, let's see, one of them, doesn't matter which one, where you say the purchase of HTCs for the property would not advance the preservation of Highlands natural resources given the present physical conditions of the property. Well, the purchase of an HTC is to prevent development. It has nothing to do with the existing condition of the property. That's an absurd jump to logic on your part. It's to prevent development on the property. That's it.
Thank you.
You were about to say something.
I think he's decided not to.
I said not.
The Farm Bureau. It's very, very good to see the bank meeting again. I hope it's not 13 months before the next one.
Me too.
There have been all sorts of hints about changes. There's also people talking about the money that you have for the PSEG, and we are very interested in that. How can we find out about these changes? You said they're going to be public, but.
Sure. We can certainly give you a copy of the meeting minutes from the HTC Bank Committee, which is a subcommittee of the Highlands Council. But I'm sure we're looking at two fund streams. One would be pure compensation for landowners who were harmed by the Act, regardless of their personal financial well-being right now. The fact that their property value would decline because of the Act, that would be compensation for them. And also for environmental and other purposes, like traditional open space or climate innovation program, where we evaluate the economic or the environmental importance of the property and award money based on that. We'll try to partner with counties and towns. That's how we're going to move forward. And of course, there are criteria established in that PSCNG agreement that govern how that money can be used.
Right.
So all three of those are going to be competing interests and try to do the best we can with that pot of money.
And where can we see a copy of this?
I can give you mine right before we leave tonight.
Right. Okay. The minutes will be posted online. We waited to post them online until the bank had a chance to review them themselves, but they'll be up as soon as we can make that happen.
Council has approved them on Thursday.
That's good news, and I hope to see you in, what is it, August?
August, yes.
Another meeting.
Yes, sir. Any members of the public wish to be heard?
Carrie Lukoski. I just have I'm wondering how much money is in the fund right now? Is it in the bank? Do you have an accounting of that or that?
Yes, someone does. I don't.
Is it a dollar? Is it $10,000?
No.
I'm just wondering how much is left.
Yes, it do I. Margaret, which ballpark money?
James and I are having a discussion here.
Doesn't have to be to the penny, I'm just curious in general.
The bank had an outstanding balance of about $94,000, but after the rescission of these two resolutions, there'd be approximately $500,000 remaining from the initial funding stream of $10
million. Okay. And, I'm sorry.
No, that doesn't account for any future funding because we don't know any distribution of that funding yet.
And are there any plans from New Jersey government, any agencies to give you more funding? Or, like, is there somewhere I can
Well, there's lots of plans, lots of people, lots of hopes. But there's no serious bill that's, I think, gone out of committee has made before me to the Senate really simply that's going to give us any money for anything. At least of all compensation landowners who were harmed by the act.
You're hoping to sell the credits, I'm assuming, to try to get some of the money to fund more projects?
That's the only tool we have. The Highlands Act does not give us a whole lot of ways of raising revenue. PSC&G is one way that we have to luck into some money because they wanted to build some power lines and felt bad about it, so they gave us some cash. And then this, the TDC, the TDR program, and that's going to be a long time coming. To get that up and running and functioning and working and profitable so that we can start doing this. But again, he's I've been asked to build a house with a hammer, you know, and you need more than that.
So I understand that your hands are tied to a certain degree, so I do appreciate your efforts. Is it public knowledge how much money came from PSCG?
About $18 million.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, we'll be coming.
Will be.
Yeah. Will be. Anyone else? All right. Any comments from the back board? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
By our usual duo. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.